a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So just to recap really, really quickly, you two, and you loved it, don't pretend you didn't love it, on yesterday's show, enjoyed telling me the news that Nathan Cavalieri, former child prodigy guitarist, young teenage heartthrob for some, including my wife, had befriended my wife on Instagram.
Well, we weren't sure who did the befriending.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, that is still TBC. We've decided not only do we not want to dig into that part of it, but we're not actually, we're disassociating ourselves from the whole thing.
Yeah. Because
it's sort of taken on a life of its own, and we didn't intend that, and we certainly sort of don't endorse any of that.
You can't just run away from this whole thing.
Did you not hear everything I just said?
Yeah. Watch us.
It's like, you drop one in the room and then quickly run out and let everyone else smell it.
As is his form.
What are you, I mean, what's surprising about
that? And I also have one.
Famously, she always has one chambered.
Yeah, last night when Dodsy got home from work, I had a quick chat to Dodsy. I'm like, oh, Instagram friends, are we? With Nath.
Yeah.
How's the Cav dog going?
Oh.
Emphasis on the dog.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, he just nicely, friend request, said it had a bit of fun, wasn't it? Good banter on the radio, this sort of thing.
But also, see how she said that he friend requested her.
Well, we might have to do some investigation.
Well, we don't know. You don't know.
Oh, well, she has not told me that one. What she has told me is, he said, oh, it was so good to chat, loved it, awesome. Since chatting to us and her, he's decided to enrol his kids in Auskick, where they live. Go take them down the footy pathway now.
Hang on.
I'm like, hang on a second. Just hang on. Footy's my thing, mate. I can't play guitar. I'm not slaying that axe at all. Footy's my little backyard.
Yeah.
Take your kids and run them off to some music lesson over there.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
So you've,
I don't know how to act to the, about this.
You've inspired him. He's inspired to become you. Well, and be like, hey, Dodsy, your kids play football. My kids play football.
You are about to be single white female by Nathan Cavalieri. He is going to adopt. He's adopting your life.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to gingerfy his hair.
And
get
you know
rid
what?
Of the ringlets.
I think we jump back in because this seems like the type of drama that we're into.
Oh, yeah, you jumped out for so long there.
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So my car insurance is up for renewal, okay? And I bought my car in 2020, okay? It's a 2019 model. I was very lucky because I bought it just before everything kicked off.
Yeah.
And cars were just, you had to wait 3 years to get a new car. Right.
So bought it in 2020.
Yeah.
Was made in 2019.
Yes.
Realised in late 2022 she had CarPlay.
That's hilarious.
And my younger sister, Kimma, doesn't know about CarPlay either. And I had to tell her about, she uses the maps in the car. Terrible.
Yeah. Brand new or used?
Brand new. I was going to get a used, but I kind of
stepped up.
Yeah, I worked me magic a little bit.
You took your dad.
That's a story for another time.
You took your dad.
And then I told them too much of an amount and I screwed myself over. Doesn't matter. Anyway, we move on. Dad's like, that's not how you negotiate. So originally when I bought my insurance for the car, it cost me $873.
Okay. Comprehensive insurance?
Comprehensive, full. I got the extras that I can choose my own place where I go.
Yep.
If a windscreen gets damaged, I can fix that up at no claim, those little extras. I thought.
For 12 months, that's a pretty good price.
For 12 months. I was like, cool.
Who are you with?
Should I say?
No, I don't. Maybe not yet. So what was that figure?
873.
Okay, gotcha.
When it came for renewal, I can't say it. When it came up again in 2022, $954.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? That's inflation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gone up, sort of 10%, just under 10%. Yep.
And then I get the amount due for this round, $1,111.
Oh.
And I'm like, mate, to $873. To $1,111, right?
Mm.
I'm not happy about that.
Look at math magician over
here.
He's crunching numbers.
What is it? Yeah,
he's giving you percentages away. He's
going to
give us 27%.
27%. It's gone up.
There we go. Beautifully done.
27%. Do you know why I know?
Right.
Because I called them up
yeah.
and I said, hey, just wondering, like, you know, why it's going up so much.
Yeah.
And the lady said, oh, yeah, we can get it down for you. I'm like, cool. And she's like, yeah, so we'll take away the windscreen thing and we'll take away the choice of a repairer.
Roadside assist.
You know, we'll take away all of that. Mm. And, you know, because our claims have gone up about 10-15%. So, you know, so we'll take away all of that. And then, you know, here's your amount. It gets down to 800 and something bucks. This was early Sunday morning. So yeah. I was like, yeah, sure. Sign me up for that. Then I sat down and had to think about it. And I was like, hang on. That's just... I've just got a bit screwed there.
That's just stripping things away. You wanted, I want the price down, but like for like.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And then so I called them again yesterday and I said, hey, look, I'm really sorry. I spoke to a lovely lady the other day, but I'm just wondering, like, she said things have gone up 10%. I mean, this is a 27% increase. So, you know, I can understand inflation, but this is a bit ridiculous. I'm like, number one, 38 years old. Number two, never had a claim, right?
Yeah.
Number three, live in Ocean Grove. You know, so these things should make me someone that is an ideal candidate for insurance.
Oh, okay.
Because if you live in a certain suburb that is crime affected concerning the insurance place, they will say, it's more of a risk.
Sorry, I just thought you thought you were better than everyone.
No, no. You know me. I don't think I'm better than him.
Yeah, I think he's got that issue as well.
And then they're like, oh, the agreed value, right? You know, and the lady said, well, the agreed value's gone up to, you know, a certain amount. And I said, oh, well, I never did that. And they said, well, no, because your car, which is a Mazda CX-5, everyone's got that car. So it's, you know, parts are expensive. And because everyone has that car, it's more people claiming against that car. Mm. So therefore, we've had to put that up. And okay. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, but what about me being, you know, 38, good driver, haven't had a claim? Yeah, well, no, because, you know, that's it. I'm like, well, why was it so cheap before? And they're like, well, that was COVID. You know, a lot of people weren't driving around then. So that's just how it works. And I'm like, so basically what you're telling me is that because I'm a good driver, I wouldn't say I'm a good driver because I'm, you know, I'm not a great driver, but I, you know, whatever. I haven't had a claim because I've got a new car that is reliable and safe and less likely maybe to be written off. Yeah. I'm getting penalised for that.
Yeah.
So I'm quite peed. I'm quite PO'd.
I love how she did start calm. Yes.
Like, oh, sorry.
Are starting to run around Geelong a little bit. They're responding to the, but can you see? The pitch.
Do you know who else is getting excited?
Who's that?
Meerkats. You should shop around. Simple. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen
live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. We're going tech-free road tripping. Approximately, not doing this all in one hit, but 14 hours on the road up into New South Wales and then coming back a little bit to Newcastle to visit my brother and then the big trip from Newcastle back to Geelong at the end of it. And we're going tech-free. We're going to play music through the phone so that it's not totally tech-free, but nothing else. No iPads, no Game Boys, no Switches, no... I was going to name other things. I can't even think of
that. No, that's fine. We get the idea.
No Ataris.
You think I'm crazy. I think it's a beautiful way for us to connect, for the kids to learn. Just stare out the window, be bored, and then learn how to entertain yourselves. I think that you two are wrong for thinking that I'm crazy. Mm. And I know that the people who've called up are going to support me and not tell me that I am crazy. Tali from Drysdale, isn't that right? You're going to be on my side completely with this one.
I'm on your side, Lingy. I just have a few points to make. So firstly, you're basically facilitating a detox rehab in your car. So I suggest a high carb breakfast before you leave. They'll be going through actual withdrawal. And the other thing is, I just got back from a road trip with my family and we kind of did the same thing, but, you know, the way home, it was full screens.
Yeah.
But what we do is we play car cricket. And it is, so grey, white and silver cars are 2 points. Yellow, green and blue is 3. Emergency services are 4. And then if you get a red or maroon car, it's 6 and out. And you just keep taking turns. I think me and my brother thought of this one a little, but I think some other people have heard of it, so maybe we just thought we did. But you should play that. We played it for about 2 hours in different times.
And I love it.
I play car cricket.
I've sent it through to your thing so you don't forget the rules.
Oh, good. Thank
you're
so much. Because I was busily making notes there, but I'll grab it off
I've
the email.
Here,
thank you, Tali.
On our Facebook. Thank you very much.
Chris is on the line from Ocean Grove. Tell us, Chris, there'll be tears before anarchy, right?
No, not at all. It's actually probably one of the things that I remember most about my childhood with my two brothers and mum and dad packing us in the good old four-cylinder Commodore station wagon, and we drove from Canberra to Darwin.
Ooh.
So we went across to Adelaide and straight up the middle. So we went on two weeks of driving. But same thing, I still remember it. My brothers and I, we talk about it all the time about how cool it was. And that was before technology. So
well, there you go. See, you didn't know what you were missing out on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, what did, he's still talking about it now.
We are. It is, every time we catch up, we talk about those really cool long road trips that we don't do anymore with our own families, and we miss it. So.
For a reason.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Chris.
30 years' time, the boys are going to be talking about it. Remember that nightmare trip we went on to New South Wales?
Dad wanted to talk to us the whole time. It's terrible. Maddie in Hamelin Heights, what say you about Lingy's tech-free road trip?
I'm on your side, Lingy. Yes. I absolutely think you guys can do it. We are sort of a tech-free family. We don't have iPads or anything, just like the kids have a PlayStation or an Xbox. But every time we drive, there's no tech. They spend 4.5 hours every second weekend on a Friday and a Sunday in the car. Yeah, you can do it. I would recommend getting rid of the iPads now in the lead up to the weekend. So otherwise, it'll be an absolute nightmare. But if you get rid of them now and then, like, limit the other stuff, make them start hanging out with each other and being nice, it'll be a little bit easier.
Nice. So start the rehab process now, to Tali's point, so we don't go through detox.
Yeah.
I love it. This is great. This is
three. Lots of snacks.
Lots of snacks. Yeah, well, that seems to be the message. Yeah.
I'm writing it in my diary for the first day back from holidays.
Yeah.
Just to see how it all went, Lingy.
Oh, it'll go beautifully.
We can't wait to get that update, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This time yesterday, we were talking about food lies. Not just latte art-based food lies, but lies that you were told or lies that you've told your kids. There was a bit of negative feedback about the time of the morning that I chose, because apparently there are still kids. I thought 8:30 was start of school time. So I apologise to anybody.
I don't know.
8:50, a lot of school starts. Apparently a lot of drop-offs are at 8:50 odd.
Mm. So still kids in the car.
Kids are just cruising these days, aren't they? It's just, what an easy life.
I started at 9. What time did you start? 8:30.
8:30 or 20 past 8 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, 9's normal.
Yeah. Nah.
My kids are 9.
Yeah, 10 to see.
Public system. That's what it is.
For us.
And for her?
Yeah. You private boy?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. They've
Can you not tell the grammar rodeo head buckaroo? Don't ever put a full stop in the wrong place. Oh, God, you'll know about it.
Coming from you, Joey's boy.
I don't know what we're classed as.
Well, it's not uppity? It's not public, that's for sure. It's not public.
Public uppity?
It might be partially government funded, but it's not public.
We're off topic. You were talking about food lies.
Yes, we were talking about food lies, and we settled on a few that were pretty worth testing. We had musk sticks.
Mm. Well, that's what it came from. So your friend's baseball coach, when he was young, would give them musk sticks and told them that it would make them run faster, hit the ball better, all that sort of thing, which is outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Performance-enhancing musk.
Also, I have my own performance-enhancing musk, thank you very much. So, and then I remembered being a child and mum making us eat carrots by mashing them with potato. So it was orangey white mash, and that was the one that would make you jump higher. So we'd have a mouthful, then we'd get off the seat, and then we'd jump up and down. Am I going high? So we thought maybe. And the other one was curly hair and crusts.
Yep.
So we all took one. You had the musk sticks to test.
Yep.
I had because I was catching up with mum last night, I had the mashed potato to test the height of jumping. And Loggy, you had the bread crusts.
Yeah.
How did we all go?
How did you go, Log?
Oh, how did you two go?
Your hair doesn't look particularly curly.
No,
so
I think you might have skipped this test.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone didn't buy in.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want to be part of it?
Mm.
Did you test
the
crust?
Nothing. I've got nothing to say. I'll just let you two cover this one.
Okay. How did you go, Tommy?
Well, I knew Loggy wouldn't do it, so I was like, oh, don't worry about it.
And neither of you went and bought me musk sticks, so I couldn't do it because, Well, I wasn't going to go out and get them myself.
No, it's so hard, isn't it?
This establishment is out of control.
If you go to the shops with him, it is quite difficult. Just so you know.
I turned up this morning and I expected that, you of all people, would have been organised and committed enough to this show that you would have bought me some musk sticks to trial
so hard.
And run
my
down
mouth
the passage.
Is actually, I'm trying so hard.
So
not to bite.
I know that you had to fit in your 5-hour nap yesterday, but you couldn't fit in just simply going to...
I made a mushroom soup yesterday, thank you.
Did you?
And my own muesli bars, so...
Oh, wow.
And in that time, I found time to eat crust and record a video of my hair being curly. And I came into work today and I knew I shouldn't have wasted my time because you two are useless and you did nothing. And so I came in this morning. No, I've bitten now.
We got a big sea bass. We caught you.
You're already in the boat.
You were eating for a month. This is world's biggest catch.
Yeah.
So angry with you both. I recorded a terrible video of me being like, oh, I'm eating some crust. Oh, hang on a minute. I've dropped the bread. And then I ran off and I curled my hair. And then I come back and I'm like, oh my God, it's wet.
Oh,
it was
did
terrible.
You really?
It was very lame.
Oh, that's
did you
cute,
do
mate.
The curling iron sort of thing?
That's beautiful, mate. You should have shown us that before we started this.
This is what working with men is like. But not just one, but
well,
two.
That's offensive.
And absolutely useless.
And instead of making mushroom soup as well, you should have bought me some musk sticks.
I'm going to bring you something right now. I don't know if you're going to like
it. It's musk stick shaped and coloured.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
My cortisol's high. I've been told by the doctors I need to get my cortisol down. Obviously, I have anxiety. I take pills for that. But they're not working, are they? Even when you go up and up and up, take more pills. My cortisol still high. And I believe I might know the reason. Obviously, you two. But also, I think that there is something that you being my boss and my friend and my mentor.
What? You couldn't even say that with a straight face.
I really feel like you would like to, do something that could boost my happiness. And there's studies that have been done that this thing can boost happiness in the workplace by 58%.
Okay.
Relieve anxiety or stress by 57%. Encourage healthy breaks and not mental breaks.
Is it the
by 55%.
Is it the relaxation room with the cushions that other people have lied on so you don't want to lie on them?
And they fart in there. That's their fart room. No, it's not that. It's not that. But you know what it is? Did you know what it is? It is... take your dog to work.
Don't say take your dog to work. That's not a thing. That's not happening, mate. You don't work at Bunnings.
Mate, take your dog to work day is this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it really?
It's this Friday.
Oh, Wombie's coming in for sure.
Why can't Wombie come in just for one morning?
No.
Imagine my cortisol. This show will be exactly the way you want it. I won't be talking over you.
Like everything.
I won't be talking over you.
Like
and
everything.
I won't be talking
to you. Like everything we do, it'll be a temporary band-aid that will not solve the problem.
Exactly. So what's the difference? You give me temporary band-aids on the daily.
Yeah, I know, but none of them can poop in the hallway.
Thomas,
well, some of them can.
So just talking about this, I think we can all agree. I'm so calm. I'm so different.
You are.
Just thinking about little Wombie dog here in the studio. And who wouldn't like that? We can set up a live feed of Wombie. Remember the goat show we did?
Oh, we did do that. We brought my dogs
first
in, didn't
week.
We? Yeah.
We brought your dogs in. We live streamed them.
We were going to have goats.
And what about...
the farmer let us down.
This might get you over the line. So Friday's our last show before a week's break. Imagine if Wombie just left a little one in the corner and then guys just get out of here.
And then
just leave it for the whole week.
It's not our problem.
And then Jess comes in like, Tim, you've done it again. No, yeah. But Wombie doesn't do that inside. He doesn't.
Can you guarantee it?
Guaranteed.
100%?
100%. I'll take him out during the news break.
You can't guarantee it. He'll get excited, if there are any children in the building, he'll scratch their faces.
No, I'll give him a melatonin. I'll flick him some drugs. Come on.
So
let him bring him in.
Here's the main reason why it's a no. Okay.
But the statistics, Tom.
Because
I brought statistics.
I know, mate, and I appreciate the effort, and I understand the effort.
58% of happiness boosted.
But our former boss, Andy Shiny Pants, pointy end of the building, who's no longer at the pointy end of the building, has moved on to a different opportunity, which is fine. The last thing he said to me when he left was, "Don't you let those bastards bring a dog in." This carpet is a precious commodity and someone will poop on it.
Okay, what about the tattoo guy you brought in that spilled black tattoo ink on the carpet here?
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. I don't know anything about that. Yeah. That's nothing to do with me.
Yeah, Wombi can pee on that, utilising his enzymes and get that out of the carpet.
It's a no because our former boss said so and I will forever hold that in my heart.
Such as...
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.